Hello, today I'm going to share with you just a story of a conversion of a Jewish person to the Catholic faith. This is from a book called Why Jews Become Catholics. I reprinted it and called it We Have Found the Messiah. So this is by Rosalie Marie Levy, who was herself a Jewish convert to the Catholic faith. And then as part of her ministry, she really had a ministry to Jews to try to draw them into the faith. She collected stories of conversions and put them together into a book. So the first story in the book is called At the Seashore. And again, we see the power of a witness of faith. It's by Samuel Rosenberg from the Bronx, New York City. I was born of Jewish parents and educated strictly as an Orthodox Jew. I was firmly convinced of the truth of the Jewish religion, living my life in accordance with its tenets and precepts. My business for many years has brought me into close contact with Catholics, the most of them faithful to the obligations of their religion, a few of them careless and indifferent. There was, however, one distinguishing characteristic they all possessed. Though I have been closely associated with hundreds of Catholics, I have never met one who would eat meat on a Friday. This was written in the 1920s. I have never heard one even attempt to defend his failure to live up to his religious duties. I have never known one who was proud or boasted of his delinquencies and human weaknesses. I have never come in contact with one who did not insist that the better Catholic a man is, the better all-around man he must necessarily be. So there was an honesty this man saw in Catholics that he obviously didn't see in everyone else. For many years, this mental attitude of Catholics has undoubtedly been exercising a beneficent effect upon me. Still, it was not until 1922 that I first thought of inquiring into the doctrines of the Church with the possibility of becoming a Catholic if I could convince myself, or perhaps I should say, be convinced of their truth. The incident that gave me the necessary impetus toward the Church is as follows. And this story just shows the power of just an innocent witness to goodness and living faith. You'll see. One day in August 1922, I went to Coney Island, intending to spend the day bathing and strolling on the beach. As I walked into the surf, my attention was attracted by a group of boys, 40 or 50 in number, gathered about a man who looked to be scarcely more than a boy himself. He was tall and straight, a perfect specimen of manhood with a shaggy head of coal black hair crowning a strong, clean, handsome face which actually radiated character and mentality. The boys in high glee were crowding around him, splashing him with water and asking him to hold his hands for them to step on to be tossed over his head for a dive. This he did for one boy after another, enjoying their clumsy falls into the water even more than the boys themselves enjoyed them. I made bold to draw nearer, and hearing the boys address the man as Father, I concluded that he was a priest. To enter into conversation with him was not difficult, and soon we were chatting on the friendliest terms. At his invitation, I joined the party at the dinner table, and never have I experienced a more delightful hour. There was a countless roar of laughter. Merry quips and harmless jokes were passed so quickly that I found myself actually suffering pain from my shaking sides. And at all times, there was between the priest and his youthful charges an affectionate familiarity, without a semblance of restraint, yet without a semblance of disrespect or lack of deference on the part of the boys. Then and there, the thought flashed in and out of my mind that I should immediately inquire into the Catholic religion. As we rode home in the bus, I told the priest of my intention. Quietly and kindly, he gave me helpful suggestions. The next day I called upon another priest, and after 6 months of instruction, I was baptized. It seems strange to me that I should have been attracted to the church by the play of a crowd of noisy youngsters at Coney Island, but nothing is strange to God. I can only thank the Almighty for His goodness. So, a story of faith, but it just shows you that everything you do, everywhere you are, makes an impression. And if you're just living Christ and radiating His goodness and joy, you may just attract someone to the church. So, have a good day. I'll have more stories to share with you. God bless you.